Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, good morning. Let me see. My startup music keeps disappearing, but okay, I'll have to talk to them about that. Welcome to Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. And let's just start with a little Elemental Wizard, and also known as Andrew Singer. Here, I'll raise it just a bit. Very talented guy. Nice, right? I see Betty Jo Tucker from Liviatic Headquarters is already in the chat room. I'm going to open up the chat room soon. Betty Jo, if you'll repost what you had. You see, I'm working on another computer, so I can't really read what you post on my email yet. I'm opening up the chat room. If you want to join the chat room, simply go to Blog Talk Radio, join us, and post what your event is, and I'll announce it online. Won't that be fun? Oh, it's so much work this summer. I don't know. I think I'd rather be doing other things. Don't you? Okay.
Thank you.
see the opening of the new German opera season at Covent Garden, and here is a preview of what you will be seeing.
In a little town where I'm the most fellow, he's the leader of the village choir, and his voice is warm and mellow. He drives a fruit cart around the street, and everybody knows it. He doesn't sing or rave about his fruit, he simply blows it. Doing it all day long. It's better than any song. Though it isn't very pretty, you've got to admit it's cute. So all together, let it go. It suddenly comes to say. Friday night when work is done, he never wastes a minute. To the village hall he hurries round, where he sings just like a linnet. To hear him blow a melody, it's great, you can't deny it. And if you've nothing else to do, I'd like you all to try it. Get ready and do it now. Easy when you know how. Though it isn't very pretty, you've got to admit it's cute. So all together let it go. It certainly comes to stay. It's a treat to hear him say, hey, don't he laugh so far, me Rado. Everything is fresh today.
I just want to thank you all so much for making the effort to be here tonight when you could have been at home enjoying yourself. It's the kind of self-sacrifice that makes this country the greatest country in the British Isles. Now, where are we? Oh, yes, our next act is someone I've actually heard of, an old friend of mine, star of Good Morning Vietnam, the Dead Poets Society, and Mrs. Doubtfire. Yes, a big hand, please, for Mr. William Robbins. Oh, I'm so sorry. Robbie Williams. Mr. Robbie Williams.
Thank you. Chuck, Cam, great to see you. Yo, yo, what's up, Wales? House of Windsor, keeping it real. Obama, yeah! Yes, indeed, yeah! The dream came true. Great God Almighty, the dream came true. Obama, Obama, Obama! Obama, yeah! Barack, which means blessing. Hussein, don't ask. Obama, which is an old Kenyan word for Kennedy. God bless us. And a lot of Irish people are going, he's black Irish, he's an Obama.
But he is an eloquent, eloquent man. I know at the inauguration people are hoping that maybe he kicks it up a notch going, "What's up, Washington? Yo, 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 let's keep it real right now. I'm going to bring out the members of my political posse, my cabinet right now. This is Little Ray Ray. This is G-Man Kanye Kobe and Colin Powell, who is bad to the bone. We're going down Pennsylvania Avenue with the top down. We're going to build a basketball court in the Rose Garden. But we do have to take a moment of silence and bid a fond farewell to George W. Bush. Yes, it's the end of the reign of George II. The reign of error is over. America is officially out of rehab. Welcome. We have come back. Thank you. He is a gift to comedy, though. He is a comedy pinata. I'm going to miss him. A man who said, "I'm the decider." No, sir, you're the president. You make decisions. Decider is what they sell in the little jug. A lot of people, he also said, "I am misunderestimated." And I went, "No, not really." And you think, I have to think, what is he going to do after he leaves office? No, he cannot go on a speaking tour. That's a given. But I do think he could do stand-up comedy because he has 8 years of amazing material. He has stuff, and here's some of W's greatest hits. The question that's never asked, is our children learning? I just found out that a lot of our imports come from other countries. America, a country where you can put food on your family. Our enemies are looking for terrible ways to destroy this country, and so are we. To have a little sympathy, though. W comes from a family where the smart brother is named Jeb, so you have to kind of take a moment, just have a little moment of silence, and you can't blame the economy on him. They say the economy is essentially sound because people are considering buying things. That's like saying fat people are healthy because they might exercise. But no, we need help. We went to the world. I like the fact the American government went all around the world and the French were going, "I feel so bad for you, huh?" It's like, who has $750 billion they can spare? And I'm going, the only people in the world, the Saudis. Can you spare I will give you $750 billion. All I want is a picture of Angelina Jolie and Louis Walsh. I changed that reference for England. Thank God that worked. Thank you. But it was the economy, the whole thing, and the whole debate. Basically, it was we had Obama, Fresh Prince, McCain, Uncle Fester on the Adams Family. And the debates were so amazing. The first debate, two people speaking in complete sentences after 8 years of W, I was going, "Thank you, God!" I was beginning to think our electoral process was like the Special Olympics of politics. I was like, no! The second debate, McCain started to get a little like, "Adams, that one!" And then the third debate, oh, wow, McCain was just like, he starts to look like your uncle who's on a new drug and he hasn't got the dosage right. And you find him wandering around the mall, going, "I've got a plan! I know where Osama is, tell us! I'm not gonna tell you yet! Where's the plumber? Where's Joe? Where's the plumber?" Get in the car, Uncle John, get in the car. But it was pretty wild, that whole concept. What is he doing there? That's like, and where? Where did they get Sarah Palin? Where did they find her? Wow! Did Ronald Reagan have a kid with Posh Spice? I don't know. But, gee! It's like she came from some sort of reality show, Project Running Mate. Here she comes! Here comes Sarah. Her hobbies are breastfeeding and helicopter hunting. She can skin a moose and balance a budget. Come on down. With that shucks and all kind of, oh my gosh, oh shucks. Polar bears are not endangered. They're just unlucky. Come on. And it was pretty amazing, too. The last few days of the election, she let her hair down. She took her glasses off. I thought the last day she'd just be like, "Check it out. How do you like my northern slopes now, boys? Drill, baby, drill, drill." You think Bill Clinton was sitting at home the whole time going, "Where was she when I was in office?" Italian. Well, sure. And Bill had some bad luck. He found the only Jewish girl who couldn't get a stain out. That is so sad. But the whole thing is, American politics are always crazy. I live in California. We're a 60% Hispanic state. We have an Austrian governor. Even old Nazis are going, that's weird. That is not right. And Arnold could be president if it wasn't for that tiny cause. If you're not born in America, you can't run for president. Arnold, the little immigrant boy who had a dream and a vial of anabolic steroids. And he lives with and married to Maria Shriver, who's a Kennedy, who's getting smaller and smaller. I believe he's living off of her. I believe he's sucking the Kennedy out of her slowly but surely. And that's why he's become a moderate Republican, which is kind of cool. It's like a Volvo with a gun rack. You don't see a lot of them. But I was thinking, maybe there's one person, and I want to get a guy out there running, you know, and Sarah and people talk, okay, who can we get that would run and make the whole world go, wow? And that guy would be Jack Nicholson. Yeah, baby. He has got cooler movies than Arnold. You can't handle the truth. You'll never have a sex scandal with Jack. He's done everybody. I had Angelina Jolie, and afterwards she adopted me. And you'll never have a drug scandal. Jack has done every drug known to mankind. He's the only guy in the world that Keith Richards would go, I have to go home now, Jack. But I'll leave you right now because some people say that I look like Bono and I have to say, stop drinking. But recently, Bono was on stage in Scotland and it was very quiet like right now. And he started clapping his hands. And he clapped his hands and he said, every time I clap my hands, a child in Africa dies. And from the back of the Scottish audience, someone went, then stop clapping your hands! Good night, thank you, sir!
That was Robin Williams. Okay, let's just keep it going. Some out a little under the weather. And we have Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Addict Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And give me a moment here. Sorry for the dead space. I'm having a little problem. Okay, a little technical difficulty. Just a moment, please. Bear with me while I keep talking. Oh, new computer. All right, now we're back in. Betty Jo Tucker, tomorrow we'll have 9 years of movie fun with clips of famous guests and favorite shows and a book giveaway. That's Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Addict Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. So you want to check that out. Okay, here we go. Lorraine Strober, always up with me.
It's all good. No, it's all great. I'm just a Jew in the whole damn state. No regret, cause as far as I can see, all this shit was meant to be. Life would be so boring without drama. Life would be so painful without pain. Every day
never know where anything is. You know why men can't find anything? Because they're too busy asking you where it is. It's like I have nothing better to do than to hide all their possessions. Oh, look, my husband's wallet. He'll probably be looking for this soon. He'll never find it here. My son's favorite toy. I know I can listen to him cry for it for hours. I'm evil. And they're always calling out your name, and it's always at the same time. Ma, 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 Nancy, 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 where is, my uterus isn't a homing device. Leave me alone. Gotta run. Gotta hide. Here they come. Oh, no. Where can I go?
Okay, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Addict Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Check it out. She's going to have the best of and a book giveaway. So you don't want to miss that. And anything else going on? My CDs are available on CD Baby. So check them out. And what else? Let's see. Go to CD Baby, Nancy Lombardo. Buy them. It's good for you. They're nutritious. All right, I'm going to probably cut the show short by about a minute today, because I'm under the weather. So why don't we go out with me? Why not?
I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling's wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko! Luther. You look friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office. Or your boss is really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow. I can beat him to the Georgia. Jammed up situation. I'm in a fault, so I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time. All those big black and white labels. Tuna, spaghetti, dressing. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other, since men seem to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things, like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably right.
Lombardo. Would you like to do something special this Christmas? Me too. So this Christmas, instead of sponsoring some silly little third world child, why not sponsor me, Nancy Lombardo, an American? For just pennies a day, barely the cost of a cup of Prozac, you can be my sponsor. Just imagine what your money can do for me. With your help, I can afford new headshots, resumes, voice lessons, demo reels, and the much-needed psychiatric help my friends have been joking about behind my back. Think about it. You can save me, Nancy Lombardo, an American, or some anonymous foreign kid who will probably just grow up to overthrow our government. I think the choice is simple, America. Don't you?